Now let's discuss the principle aptness in greater depth. Aptness centers on ensuring that community conservation approaches are relevant in terms of the local context. But what do we mean by context? Well, first, there is the context at the spatial scale. For example, understanding the situation of where our community is located and its surrounding environment. So it's important that we understand the threats to our species. Perhaps it's the snow leopard and its prey, the ecology of the area, the socio-economic situation of the community themselves, the culture. This also strongly relates to people's capacities and their interest in possible approaches. We should not limit this, however, to the local context, and also try to understand and consider how our programs are apt or relevant to the wider landscape. This is particularly important for species such as the snow leopard, because a viable snow leopard population typically covers large areas spread over perhaps 1,000 kilometers squared. So when working in a given location, one must consider the larger landscape. Failing to consider the impacts across the landscape may risk creating a limited understanding of the ecological context, for example, thus limiting our conservation efforts. This is important at all levels of conservation action, including interpretation of threats or even evaluating our programs. In terms of people, the way humans interact with nature depends also on these wider cultural, social, economic, or political history and structures, including gender and power relations. So it is important, therefore, to consider these and understand the key implications for conservation action. Conservation action cannot be achieved in isolation from wider processes, including government policies, economic development, and religious or cultural norms. So understanding the local and wider context and making sure our programs are apt or relevant takes time and doesn't often happen with one assessment. Such assessments or work can be relatively unstructured and open to change themselves, so apt to the situation where you're working, and work with local people and institutions with a long-term perspective. Aptness is not only important at the beginning or when you're starting a program. It runs through time. Situations change in terms of major elements making up the context. It is important, therefore, to track and be aware and respond to these changes. This links to the principles of presence and responsiveness. There could be changes in the economic situations of people's livelihoods, for example, and livelihoods may shift from a dependence on livestock to perhaps caterpillar fungus. Or perhaps threats may change and there might be a new emerging threat, such as mining, arising in the area. Or another more positive situation might be where women over time emerge as important partners and need to be engaged in different ways. Programs are changing and they do change and evolve over time within a setting. So for the sustainability of a program, adapting the program over time is important. It might be also important to adapt the program depending on best practices from wider settings that get recommended. But then what about scaling up? How, like we talked in Ajay's example, one should not assume the successes can be repeated as a single model. The success could have been due to a special factor at the micro level, for example, a particular supportive community. So in order to scale up, as previously discussed in the Spiti example, the principle of aptness is really important, allowing programs to be flexible and agile at the local level. So assessing relevance and aptness requires this kind of holistic view. It should also be part of the process of partnership and carried out in close collaboration with community members. Aptness is a learning process and needs a long-term approach.